You don't get a turn.
I do not, huh?
You've been a bad little boy.
The following program contains explicit language and is intended for a mature audience only.
You're trying to be a B?
I got nothing. All right, it's the Diabolical Sound.
Why are we calling our fans bitches?
I call everybody bitches, and I don't mean that as a I mean like
with blunts and 40s.
No, I don't mean that as a disrespectful way. I just mean that as a general term for all women. So don't get confused.
Wow.
Starting off quick. Starting off quick right here.
I thought
right
you were afraid of demise.
Show. Oh! Come on, people. So seriously, careful. anybody that takes me seriously at this point anymore, really, stop it. Just stop it. Like, it's like Sussudio or Suspiria or anything else with a
Sussa.
Oh, boy. It's been a while since we've done one of these. What's been going on in your life? That much, huh? Well, yeah. I'll tell you what.
You need to insert cricket sounds there.
I'll tell you exactly what. Here, we'll try it again. So I've been pretty busy this entire time. It's been a while since we've done one of these. What's been going on in your life? That was nowhere near as funny as I thought it would be.
No. It's too long.
Hold on. We'll try it again with the car door ajar
there
sound.
Okay. That's a better one.
So haven't done this in a while. I've been pretty busy. How's your life been?
And that about sums it up.
And that, yeah, no, that's not too much going on there.
No.
Not at all. Well, all right. So let's see. You know what I wanted to talk to everybody about before we get into anything? Not dirty, but emails.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It is.
We haven't really received any?
I'm not something totally different, even galaxy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm of the opinion that HTML was a bad idea to add to emails. Emails should strictly be ASCII text, and that's it. You should not be able to, like, embed images. Everything should be an attachment to an email that's sent, you know, through your service. All actual email in the body of an email should all be ASCII text. It should not be able to change the color of your text or the size or your font to some cutesy. The fucking broads at my work have this, like, lilac, like...
But not the bitches?
Cutesy. No, the bitches are in the other department. The bitches are down the hallway. I work with the broads. You have to remember, it's the broads are in my building, the bitches are down the hall, the shitheads are upstairs, and the...
And your old lady is out of state.
And there you go. See, you know what I'm talking about here. But yeah, one of them has, like, her email text is all, like, lilac, and it's, like, all in this, like slanty, you know, a curly-cue font, and it's just like, stop it, okay? Now listen.
She's Asian?
No, she's not Asian. Wow, that was racist. I don't even know where to go from there.
like that wasn't holy shit.
I want to say this. I'm gonna take a stance here. Okay, all emails need to be in 10-point Arial font. That's
double spaced.
And when I am the governor of the universe, it will be the
when you are controller of all that is email.
Yes, that will be the standard. Nothing. There'll be one exception. 12-point Times New Roman. If you want to, you know, switch it up from Arial, I will allow a 12-point Times New Roman. But aside from that. 10-point Arial across the board.
Why is there?
Oh, and anybody with a quote in their fucking email signature will be shot. Email signatures are your name, your office phone number. Mm-hmm. If you have an alternate
contact info,
if you have an alternate email, you should list that, and that's it. And your position, like, you know, your title or whatever, if need be. But aside from that, nothing else. No quotes. No, you know, have a blessed day. Nothing. Stop it out there. All right. I don't give a shit who your favorite author is or what cool thing or whatever. Oh.
I like the cool things other people have said.
Exactly.
I like to come up with my own obscure quotes and then have people think, where did he get that from?
You filthy whores. So I wanted to go over our top 10.
I quote myself.
I wanted to go over our top 10 horror video games and top 10 horror comics this week, but we did absolutely no prep. So that'll be for another show. That'll be for another sound.
You know, oddly enough, I've played next to no horror video games.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a new one coming out called Left 4 Dead, which is supposedly supposed to bring the survival horror genre to, like, whole new levels. Because, like, I don't know, just the Resident Evil,
it had its time.
It had its time, and it's the same thing. I haven't played the new one, granted, and everybody's telling me, oh, F-13, you gotta play it. It's so good. And I'm not going to argue with that because I haven't played it. And hey, it might, you know, open up whole new worlds. And that's another thing that I wanted to talk about. The fucking the racist fucking claims of this. What I don't get. Have you not heard about this?
No.
It's taking place like on an island somewhere or where, you know, whatever it's taking place in. And the majority of the I think in Haiti or something.
Oh.
And because as such, the zombies are black because it's, well, you know, where they're at. Okay. And they're saying that shooting like the white guy shooting black zombies is like it's got racist connotations somehow.
This should have made the lead Asian.
Now my question is, well, I don't know. The Asian listeners call in. Would that not be racist?
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm like on this Asian thing.
I don't know either. Now what I'm wondering is is the previous game was set in like Spain or someplace, so the zombies were Hispanic for the most part. Now is that not racist?
Were they wearing sombreros?
I think I remember seeing them wearing, like, you know, traditional, like, Spanish peasant, you know, gear or whatever. And
no, because they're too close to white.
Is that what it is?
So it's not considered racist.
So the greatest, the greater the difference in skin
color
pigment,
variation,
it's inversely proportional to the levels of in racism inherent. Oh, that's
interesting. Because apparently you can only be racist against
So my blacks. Question is, black listeners, do you find this racist? And I'm going to go ahead and assume that they don't, because you know what I've found? The only people, well, I'm not going to say the only, but of the ones I've come across.
And remember, this is your experience.
This is in my experience.
Right.
The majority of people who are offended at quote unquote racist humor and or entertainment are white people.
Are reactionary white people who think they're siding with.
Who are reactionary white people.
Yeah.
All of my black friends love this shit and, you know, don't care about it. And it's like, you know, whatever. It's not that big a deal. You know why? And I asked one of them one day. I was like, how come you're not offended as this fucking uptight white bitch across town is? And I did say white bitch, which was racist of me, but I just can't help but
whatever.
Not care.
That's sexist, but whatever.
And sexist. And he was like, you know what? I got way too much in my life to worry about and bigger problems than, you know, than this trifling little bullshit. And I agree. So black listeners, call in, let us know what you think about this. And please, seriously, fucking peanut gallery out there, can I not get any fucking people calling in and going, well, I don't like it myself, or doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. It's like, because I know it's fucking coming. But seriously,
God, I just imagined you with black face paint when you said that.
Mommy.
Oh, no.
But yeah, seriously, people, can we keep this one serious? Call in and let us know what you think, black listeners. And I don't want to hear from anyone else but black listeners on this, like, unless you're going to be serious. If you're going to be joking about it, I don't want to hear it. Moving into
Are we going to release this episode?
I'm already thinking about hitting stop and deleting all this audio, but at the very least, it'll get people talking. At the very least.
You know, why not?
Yeah, you never know.
Because, you know, one of the things I was just thinking about.
What's that?
If we ever actually got over racism, would
right.
we know it?
That's a good point. And you know what I'm thinking here is, like, with the whole thing about with, like, Obama being. Speaking of which, I don't know, listeners, if you've paid much attention or realized.
News,
but
how could you not?
We have a new president, and it is the first black president that we've ever had as a country. It's the kind of thing where it's like, you know, the change kind of sneaks up on you. You know what I mean? And it just kind of happens. And then it's like, oh, hey, you know, it's like you don't realize it's happening until it's happened. And that's the kind of thing that I'm kind of thinking of. Before the election, I was like hopeful, but very I was like, I just don't know if America's ready for a black president. Like, I don't know if they'll come out and vote. And that's the thing. People did. And I'm hoping that this election and the results and all this, I'm hoping that all this will show the youth that, you know, you can make a difference if you get active in your communities and you, you know, like campaign for change like on like a grassroots level. You know what I mean? Because that's where it starts, is around you.
So you think this might be a marking point in American history?
I think it's definitely a marking point in American history. But for what? The first black president, or for like real change? For like people to really get active and stop complaining about the way things are and making changes around them.
Right. And that's what I mean. You know, that part, not the skin color, but just does he represent someone who is going to implement that change because of his background?
Right, exactly. And it's not even that. It's like, it's mostly a, it's a kind of like, it's a totemistic kind of thing, you know? On another show called Keith and the Girl, they have a co-host named Patrice, who was, she's a black woman in her early 30s, and she was talking about voting day and how she went to go vote and how, like, everyone in her neighborhood was all, like, chipper and, like, the mean old people around were, like, chipper and upbeat, and like everyone was talking about it. And her dad called her and said, "Sweetheart, did you go vote?" And she's like, "Not yet. It's still really early." And he was like, "Come on, you got to get up. You got to get downtown. You got to vote." Yeah. And she's like, "We got hours." And he's like, "We marched on Washington for this. I faced the hoses for this." And she was like, "Dad, you never faced any hoses or marched anywhere." He's like, "Well, somebody did." And it's just like. It's up to you, youth of America.
That's one of the things that does upset me when I come across someone who's like, "Well, your people enslaved mine," because I have come across that. And right. It's like, you're not old enough to have been
enslaved.
Any of that.
And when someone tells me that, I go, I'm Mexican.
I know. I'm Mexican.
Only people we ever enslaved were burritos, all right? I don't want to hear it from
and
you.
And burros.
We enslaved the burro.
Our donkeys were our best friends because we subjugated them.
Subjugated, big word. So anyway, enough.
Whoa, wait a minute. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it might have been racist.
I
though.
Think it was.
Enough of this serious political talk. Let's get into what everybody tunes into this shit for.
More fucked up news. I fuck up your audio.
No, I love this music.
I do too.
It makes reading the news so much better. All right, let's see what we got on the news wire today. Police arrest Michigan man for car wash vacuum sex.
Wait a minute, Michelin man or Michigan man?
Michigan man. Did I say Michelin man?
No, I was just making sure.
Okay, Michigan. Thomas Township in Michigan. Police say a Michigan man has been arrested after receiving sexual favors from a vacuum at a car wash. The Saginaw News reports...
Is that 25 cents a pop?
That's a good question. That's a pretty cheap date. Reports the 29-year-old Swan Creek Township man was arrested Thursday in Saginaw County's Thomas Township, about 90 miles northwest of Detroit. Yeah, surprise. Police Sergeant Gary Bridinger says a resident called to report suspicious activity at the car wash at about 6:45 a.m. An officer approached on foot and caught the man in the act. The suspect, whose name wasn't immediately released, is being held in the Saginaw County Jail. Now... You have to wonder exactly where, how low do you have to sink in life? Assuming that mental, you know, instability isn't an issue here, how low does your life have to be for you to go and stick your dick in a vacuum at a car wash?
Wow.
Now, look, I'm not going to say that I haven't taken two
beef flippers.
Well, it's
got to be cleaner than a corner whore.
That's a good point. Well... Probably about the same, maybe fewer STDs, but whatever.
And why is it when it comes to public indecency, or you know, when we're talking about indecent exposure,
right?
They're really talking about some guy showing his dick. It's not about women showing their tits.
It's not about any kind of anything other than a man showing his penis. Because women talk about how their breasts are outlawed, but really, I mean, you can show breasts in a movie. You cannot show a penis in a movie. As males, I say we rise up, cast off
balls out,
cast off your underwear, brothers. Rise up above the oppression. Now, look back to the story here. I'm not gonna act all high and mighty and act like I've never taken two steaks and put it inside of a baseball glove and fucked that. But look, going to the grocery store, going to the gas station, and
going.
Sticking a quarter in the wow. And you know what else I'm wondering? That hard plastic hose that can't.
Wait, isn't that usually narrow?
I'm imagining, no, not always. Sometimes they have
the
regular.
Oh, no,
that's
the attachment. Okay, right, yeah. You take it off.
What I'm wondering is...
Did you take the bristles off?
Well, the best way to go do that kind of thing
comb
is you
your
go,
pubic hair while you're getting it done?
You put a quarter in the machine, and then you take a steak and wrap it around the outside of the thing so it's kind of got like a meaty outside to stick your dick in so it's not like a hard plastic like shell that we're doing.
This guy should have just been saving up his quarters and gotten a Fleshlight.
Oh, yeah, Fleshlight. Speaking of which, our new sponsor, the Fleshlight... you know what, dude? I'm going to contact them and see if we can get a sponsorship
from
them. That'd
be fucking awesome.
So we can get free products.
We need product. And we put our sticker, yeah. Cinema Diabolica, on the side and sell it to people.
The new Cinema Diabolica Fleshlight.
Fuck Cinema Diabolica.
Literally. And like we'll be doing the show and like you'll be here in the background. You'll just hear.
And then if we can get them to sponsor us,
uh-huh.
We get KY.
Nice. It's like you can't have the Fleshlight without a little bit of lubage. Although I would prefer
Astroglide.
Yeah, to go with them. Let's see. Doctors warn of rash from mobile phone use. Yeah.
That's a strange segue.
I don't know. I felt it was oddly appropriate. I have these two. You can see I have these stories one
you
after
totally
the
do.
Other because I felt one would seg into the next, you know, well. A man speaks on his mobile phone in File Pronto. Oh, wait. I didn't delete all the... little things here. Okay. Yeah. London, Reuters. Doctors baffled by an unexplained rash on people's ears or cheeks should be on alert for a skin allergy caused by too much mobile phone use, the British Association of Dermatologists said. Citing published studies, the group said a red or itchy rash known as mobile phone dermatitis affects people who develop an allergic reaction to the nickel surface on mobile phones after spending long periods of time on the devices. I'm not even going to read the rest of the story because I have to tell you that this is fucking retarded. It has nothing to do with mobile phones. It's an allergy to nickel.
No.
What?
No, it's an overuse of the phones because it's the extended contact with it.
Right, I understand, but it doesn't have anything to do with the phone. If you had a nickel belt buckle and held that to your face, it would be the same effect.
Well, then let me ask you this. Are you receiving phone calls from your friends through your nickel belt buckle?
Not through my belt buckle. It's
a connected thing. Yes, you can get a different cover. I'll agree with you on that. But it'll still produce. It still potentially produce the same thing.
Right, but
if we had these headphones on for too long, how fucked up would our skin be?
Right, I understand. But look, the point I'm making here is this is all like sensationalism and like fear mongering. It has nothing to do with mobile phones.
It's misdirected news. Yes, exactly. Sourcing.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
But you know what? I remember reading about this Japanese invention years ago that it was an MP3 player that they claimed that if you like, I guess there was like it created a vibration at the bottom of it or something like that, a signal. I can't remember. But they were marketing it to teen girls to say that it was also an acne medication, essentially.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's like, listen to your tunes while pressing this on your pimples. It's like, what?
It does it all.
Oh, my God.
You listen to music and clear up your greasy, spotty, blemished skin. Hooray. Woman found living with three dead siblings. Chicago. Holler, Sean. Holler, holler. An elderly woman has been living with two skeletons.
Scope out the place and take pictures.
Yeah, Sean, go find this place and take pictures for us. An elderly woman has been living with two skeletons and a badly decomposed body of her siblings in a suburb in Chicago, one of whom may have died at least 20 years ago, authorities said on Saturday. The remains were found covered by sheets in various parts of the house in Evanston on Friday, but no foul play was suspected. Authorities said one of the siblings was last seen alive in the 1980s, the second in 2003, and the third in May. The woman living in the house was upwards of 90 years of age and cooperating with the investigation and was taken to a facility for care. Authorities, who did not release the names of the deceased, said a care worker had alerted them to the situations. Autopsies were due, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, the point I'm making here is that this woman was living with three corpses, but she didn't kill them, and they didn't all die at the same time. So at one point, there were three people living with one dead person in the fucking house.
Yeah, it was like a... Wow.
You know,
it's like okay, one person's dead. Were they all senile at the same time?
They're all sitting around watching Matlock, and one of them's like, and dies, and like,
huh. And it's like,
Irma just died. Cover her with a sheet.
Change channel.
And then a couple years later, look at that, Ernest just died. Cover him with a sheet. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I hate that there's no more information. Listeners, I'm going to be watching this story very closely, and we're going to see if we can't find out what the real story is here. What's going on?
I'm already thinking of, like, plot devices.
Yeah, for your upcoming NBC sitcom based on the woman and her dead siblings.
This is like Golden Girls gone wrong.
Yes. Let's see here. A woman dies after falling into boiling water. Nice. St. Petersburg, Russia. A woman who fell into a pit of boiling water was parking her car, died Tuesday from the burns. The hole was caused by a giant ruptured underground heating pipe. She parked her car, left it, and immediately found herself in boiling water. Giggity, giggity, giggity. Said an official at the Military Medical Academy. A man who tried to rescue the 57-year-old woman also suffered burns, but was in stable condition. Most Russian cities have aging heating municipal. Okay, whatever. The point here.
Aren't there cannibals in Russia?
I heard, yeah, that human cannibal guy that
now,
was.
Now, wouldn't
Russia.
That be an awesome scene where this cannibal happens to come across this poor woman and it's like,
See, that's exactly what I was saying. If I was there, I would have just pulled out a carrot and a knife and just started like slicing carrots into the
like
water.
Like fucking Bugs Bunny.
Exactly. And like slice like some, throw some onions in there, a little paprika, a little thyme.
You let me know when you're done, honey. Oh. When she stops screaming, basically.
Right. And she's nice, 45 minutes or so at 325 degrees.
Have you ever gotten a burn just like on your thumb or something?
Yeah,
that shit hurts. Could you imagine your entire body? I'd make myself pass out.
Well, I spilled an entire bowl of
chili,
of fresh hot malto meal.
Ooh.
On my arm once, fresh off the oven.
Shit sticks.
Yeah, it was like napalm, literally.
Yeah.
And then the other day at work, I burned off half of my fingerprint. You can't really see it there, but...
Oh, good. We can go commit crimes.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, so that's... That's the news.
Wow.
I know, seriously. We really should have planned for this episode better. I got this huge bag of candy right here, though, so...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't even have a chance to say thank you.
No, I'm saying you're welcome because it's like you're. I should also say thank you because I'm not... I'd be too tempted to eat it.
Let's see what we got.
I already ate pretty much all the chocolate out of there.
What are you noshing on right now?
Well... Ghirardelli's pecan pie.
Ah, yes. The Ghirardelli pecan pie chocolate squares with little bits of candied pecan in it.
Yeah. It's actually, you can smell it when you open it.
Yeah, you open it and you can smell that maple-y pecan smell right out of the thing.
Now, that's new.
That's new. Yeah, those ones just came out.
This year. First time ever, right?
Yeah. Brand new.
Okay, so we need to get them to pay us. But I've had their eggnog before.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. White chocolate.
Eggnog squares. Yeah, it's white chocolate flavored with eggnog flavoring.
But I have to say this, pecan pie is...
It's fucking phenomenal, isn't it?
No, I like pecan pie way more than I do pumpkin pie.
You know, I have to agree. Pecan pie is probably my favorite of the more savory
because it's got that... If you get the right filling with it, it's like got that rich kind of creamy... You know, taste to it, and the top it's toasted, so it's like it's almost like eating a candy bar, but during you know Thanksgiving. And have you ever had the little ones that are like tiny quiches, but it's pecan?
Yeah,
those are the best too. I don't even know where you get those anymore.
I need a towel. I don't know. Like I have to say that my favorite kind of pie is definitely pecan pie. Well, of the savory types, is pecan pie. Cherry is going to be my regular favorite pie. What
cherry
pie or cake? Your preference?
Oh, pie.
Yeah,
pie. Pie definitely has more flavor. Mm-hmm. But out of all the cakes, fucking German chocolate. The more coconut, the better. The richer the fudge. Like you know, it has to be like you know what, a half an inch thick.
German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake. Right. Yeah. What you think I was saying, pie? But as for pies, German chocolate cake is the only real cake that I would go out to get. But when it comes to pies, it's like every once in a while I'm in the mood for a lemon meringue. My mom used to make the best lemon meringue. It was like, I swear to God, a foot tall meringue on top. Chocolate pudding pie. Cream or you know chocolate cream pie,
right?
That's the shit.
Yeah, listeners, call in and let us know, cake or pie. In fact, I'm going to put up a poll on the forums.
Put your poll up,
cake or pie. The poll is going up. It's going straight up, and I'm going to hang a flag from it.
Is it cherry on top?
No, but that is my favorite pie of like the regular like sweet fruit pies, the very desserty pie.
Do you like a la mode?
I do like my pie a la mode. I don't know, cherry, I don't
more
necessarily
apple.
Eat,
more
yeah, apple,
apple.
Yeah. And at times, you know, I would like nice a really good peach pie with a nice scoop of really good French vanilla ice cream with the slight yellow coloring and like the little dots from the vanilla beans in it.
Now, out of all of them, peach pie has to be warm. I can't eat that one when
cold
it's cooled
peach pie
down.
And it's all congealed and shit. No, that's
doesn't
not good.
Work.
Apple pie you can eat cold.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Cherry pie, yeah. It can be lukewarm, maybe not cold, but lukewarm.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever have a drugstore near you that's well, we pretty much have lived in the same place for a long time near each other. But you remember Thrifty's?
Oh yeah.
You remember Thrifty's when they had the little ice cream counters in the front?
Yes.
Do you remember chocolate malted crunch ice cream? Yes.
Fuck yeah.
And they served it in like the scoop where there was like a cylinder.
It was like it was a weird gun that they would use to serve it.
Yeah, you can't get that fucking flavor anywhere.
I used to just like melt ice cream in my mouth until I had like all those little
crunches.
That's why I love malt balls.
Right. Does it remind you of that kind of?
Yeah, it does. And you can't find them anywhere.
Listeners, has anyone else out there ever had chocolate malted crunch ice cream?
It's loud. It's a loud ice cream. Crunch.
Is it still available anywhere? Does Thrifty's still exist, or did it completely get bought out by Rite Aid?
I would say that there's a Thrifty's somewhere.
Right.
We might have to like take a trip up and down the coast.
Yeah. Well, let us know, listeners. Is there a Thrifty's near you? Is there a flavor of ice cream you can't find anymore? Is there anything anywhere at all?
Tell us about your sweet desires.
Tell us about your sweet desires.
Do you like bean pie?
Bean pie. I love bean pie. Have we ever talked about this on the show before?
I know that in conversation we've talked about bean pie.
Because I remember
but...
talking to you about the Black Muslim Bakery.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I used to love going to Black Muslim Bakery and getting some slices of bean pie and a couple of the nice fish sandwiches because they served it on nice toasted bread, nice real crunchy toasted bread with a couple fillets of fish. And it was like real clean, like high-grade fish. It wasn't that cheap Gordon's fisherman shit.
That stuff.
I used to love going over there. But then after all, like, you know, the shit with, like, the Black Muslims are over here started happening. Listeners, look it up yourselves. I'm not going to fucking get into it.
Sad.
It got a little hard to go in there without getting, you know, looked at kind of like, and, you know, weird.
Well, when I was in L.A., that was when I was introduced to a bean pie. A friend of mine was like, you got to try this. And I did. And I was like, this is like a creamier, lighter version of pumpkin pie. Because pumpkin pie, I always thought was way too strong in taste.
See, I love pumpkin pie. A good pumpkin pie with like a little bit of cinnamon. Oh, god damn it. That shit is delicious.
I always thought it was just too strong. But bean pie? Oh, man. You know, I ate like an entire bean pie by myself and had the fucking farts for a day.
Piggy. I like bean pie and like pumpkin pie. I also like sweet potato pie is delicious. And
it has to have the toasted marshmallows. Absolutely.
I could go either way. I like it with or without. And another interesting thing I've had, carrot pie.
Ooh.
It's made just like sweet potato pie with carrots, and it tastes kind of like sweet potato pie, but it's made with carrots.
I had carrots that were caramelized, and then they were mixed in with marshmallows.
Uh-huh. Mm. Wow. This episode of The Sound is really taking a downturn. We start off strong talking about emails and crazy news stories and like politics and like race issues. And we kind of just degenerated into talking about pie and just being fat asses. Do you have anything for a segment?
I want to lose weight.
All right. And that on that note.
Wait a minute. What happened to our email?
There's no email for The Sound this week.
Voicemail?
No voicemails for The Sound this week.
Fucking call us.
Well, I can't blame the people. We haven't done an episode of The Sound in so long.
No, I think we've upset Demise.
Yeah.
She needs her sound fix.
Oh, God, I just got a sharp stabbing pain in my right side.
I thought you were just tweaking your nipple like a weirdo.
Jesus Christ, that hurts. Hey, if the diabolical doctor, either of you, listens to this, I've got some problems with my right index finger. It kind of hurts when like, I bend it a certain way. I think I may have fractured it.
I would say, as your doctor, don't bend it that way.
Can I just email you guys some x-rays of my finger? I'm going to use some...
I got my homemade x-ray kit here.
Well, I'm going to use some scotch tape to take x-rays of my finger. You know about that? Scotch tape emits x-rays when you pull it. Like, it emits, low-level x-rays, and they were actually able to do an x-ray of someone's finger by going like that in a darkened room.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm processing that. That's interesting.
It is very interesting. Let's see. Hopefully on the next sound, we'll have a little bit more content for you guys.
Maybe we should look up science articles because I've read some interesting stuff lately.
Definitely. Well, we're going to do two episodes of The Sound today, so we'll hopefully get some more content. Yeah, I know. I'm pulling the curtain back on everything right now. Hopefully we'll have some more content for the next one. We'll look some more up while we're waiting for Metal Mike to show up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. Any Hoosiers, Diabolical Sound, I'm F13.
I'm Disaster.
And that's the thing with the thing. Just kind of killing time now until the theme ends.
Do we need to shorten the theme then?
I think we might need to.
We should have...
Oh, there it is.